This is Ed Mazur, president of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was the president and CEO of Navy Pier, Marilyn Gardner, the top visited leisure destination in the Midwest. Over 9 million people a year visited Navy Pier. Navy Pier is 101 years old, and during World War II, it was used by the United States Navy. Then the University of Illinois at Chicago had a two-year campus there. And now it is becoming one of the leading cultural institutions in the city of Chicago. Gardner refers to Navy Pier as the People's Pier. There are five nonprofits that operate Navy Pier. 60% of the guests come from the Chicagoland area. Over 3,000 people work there in various restaurants and other capacities. The pier only has 50 full-time employees of the Pier Authority. Marilyn Gardner says the pier is dedicated to uniting the city to the lake, continuing certain traditions such as the American Cup races, the Christmas tree ship, Centennial Wheel free rides for high school and grammar school students, the International Film Festival, the Jazz Festival, the Old Town School of Music, and coming attractions, a People's Energy Pavilion that is under remodeling, a Family Pavilion and Children's Museum that is expanding, and by 2019, a facility for 130 boats to dock either for short periods or longer periods at Navy Pier, accompanied by a 220-room boutique hotel. The new Shakespeare Theater has mobile seating towers, and Gardner said that the 101-year-old landmark will become a model for the future in the city of Chicago.
A little bit of trivia. Ed actually went to school at Navy Pier in the, well, we don't have to talk about the date, before Circle Campus opened. So thank you all for being here. Last year, I spoke at the City Club just days after Orlando, and now, unfortunately, we're all here again trying to make sense of something so senseless. And this morning, it was really chilling to hear reports that bring it even closer to home. So our hearts, prayers, and thoughts are with all the victims and their families. And it's also a reminder for all of us to live each day with gratitude. So thank you all for being here, and thanks to so many of you for the great comments about your recent visits to Navy Pier this morning. For those who haven't yet had the opportunity to revisit the new Navy Pier, I'd like to share with you a quick video with some highlights from this past summer. Wasn't that great? I love seeing how our new spaces are coming to life with such incredible programming. We love seeing how the guests are connecting with the new spaces and with the programming. How about all those smiles? Pure joy, right? So let's get back to pure joy. The impact and legacy of Navy Pier is much more than just the programming. Navy Pier is about placemaking and bringing it to life with programs and experiences that are unique to Chicago. Now, I happen to know most of you in this room today, and I know that you've always thought of Navy Pier as a tourist attraction. Let's be honest, it was probably just a place you would come to an occasional event, but more likely drop off your out-of-town guests and come pick them up later. Right? You can admit it. So I really did love hearing from many of you today about how that has changed. And you visited recently and were extremely impressed. And I think I actually heard a couple of you say it was actually cool. You can admit it, right? And just so you know, that was our intent when we set out to transform Navy Pier. Navy Pier is now one of the city's leading cultural institutions, a great civic space of celebration, imagination, and innovation, and a place that draws more than 60% of its guests from Chicago and the surrounding suburbs. Since becoming a mission-driven nonprofit in 2011, our transformation, while now only halfway complete, has elevated our image and helped our lakefront treasure better reflect this great city, ambitious, bold, and always welcoming. But why are we doing this? We saw Navy Pier not for what it was, but for what it could be and has since become, a cultural hub that unites the city with the lake and Chicagoans with guests from around the world. We wanted to ensure that Navy Pier continued to be free and accessible to all, welcoming guests from across the globe, but also capturing a new place in the hearts of locals. A Navy Pier that lived up to what Daniel Burnham envisioned when he first imagined the People's Pier in his 1909 plan for Chicago. We challenged ourselves to create a best-in-class, one-of-a-kind public space for our time, and we knew that would require more than a modest update. From the start, we set the bar high. We were determined to make the kind of big plans Daniel Burnham loved and go beyond expectations. We certainly face our share of skeptics and critics. I think you all know who they might be. But we haven't, and we won't let them deter us. We knew we had to transform not only the pier itself, but the entire organization. We've taken it beyond a self-sustaining 501c3 and are well on our way to making it a model of what an innovative nonprofit can be. To get there, we redefined our mission and made it laser-focused, a mission that demands the best of us each and every day. Here it is. Navy Pier is the People's Pier, Chicago's lakefront treasure, welcoming all and offering dynamic and eclectic experiences through partnerships and programs that inspire discovery and wonder. Discovery and wonder. In an age when we can access practically anything on a device we hold in our hands, fulfilling this mission has demanded creative minds and bold leadership. A key component to our great progress has been our highly engaged board of directors led by Bill Brodsky. Several board members join us here today: Jennifer Staines, Donna LaPietra, Lori Healy, Jim Riley, Mike Tulis, Charles Matthews. Thank you and the entire board for donating your time, energy, and passion to help bring our mission to life. With their support, I recruited a highly skilled executive team drawing from the best of the best, from Chicago's cultural and philanthropic institutions, and from the city, too. And they continue to build terrific teams as well. I'm so fortunate to work with such a talented and dedicated team. Many are here today. Thank you for your commitment to ensuring that the People's Pier continues to exceed expectations. We started with a physical setting unlike any other in the world. Nearly a mile of untapped potential stretching into a beautiful body of water. Then we imagined what being the People's Pier truly meant. We forged collaborations and partnerships with organizations and artists throughout the city. We shared our vision publicly, showed renderings at informal settings and official charrettes. We welcomed public dialogue and incorporated feedback into our plans. Visionary individuals, corporations, and local foundations have begun to see our potential and have been inspired to join us. The Polk Brothers Foundation and family shared our vision. Their incredibly generous legacy gift has sparked a new generation of supporters. Special thanks to CEO Gillian Darlow and her entire team. Frank and Debbie are also here. You truly are partners in every sense of the word, and we are grateful that you're on this journey with us. Thank you. We've forged partnerships also with Aon, Big Bus, Fifth Third Bank, MillerCoors, and People's Gas. And we've renewed and expanded our partnerships with American Airlines and Pepsi. We now have more than 50 committed partners, including foundations, corporations, and individuals. And their contributions have had a tremendous effect on our bottom line. In 2017, roughly 9% of Navy Pier's $58 million operating budget will come from corporate and philanthropic partners. In fact, since 2011, we've raised more than $50 million for capital and operations. We continue to welcome new partners as our programming expands and the pier continues its transformation. This time last year, we had one foundation supporting our efforts. We now have five. In addition to the Polk Brothers Foundation, Chicago Free for All Fund, the Chicago Community Trust, the Joyce Foundation, Graham Foundation for Advanced Studies in the Fine Arts, and the Paul M. Angel Foundation have joined our efforts. And just last night, yet another foundation expressed their commitment. Thank you to these partners and to other big thinkers and inspired leaders throughout the city who continue to help bring our vision to life. Navy Pier truly is in a category of its own. We fulfill an essential role in Chicago, one that no other civic or cultural institution could take on. The pier is a space unlike any other on the lakefront, and frankly, any other in the world. It brings the city and water together in an extraordinary context. Its beautiful green space nestled within an urban landscape provides a year-round respite for Chicagoans and guests, offering a free, accessible space for all. We believe, just as Daniel Burnham did, that the lakefront by right belongs to the people. So how are we doing on our goal of going beyond expectations? Well, since 1995, 185 million people have visited Navy Pier, and they haven't paid a dime to come to Navy Pier. Last year alone, we welcomed 9.3 million guests, with nearly 1 million of them coming to us from another country. One of those guests was a young man from Trinidad and Tobago named Michael Logie. Michael was here as part of the Right to the City Summer Program, a spoken word camp sponsored by Young Chicago Authors. He had never heard of Navy Pier until he got to Chicago, and he had never ridden a Ferris wheel either. He went for a ride and had the time of his life, or as Michael wrote to us, "I've never felt this exhilarated. More of the world needs that exhilarating experience." We're working to inspire more exhilarating experiences around the world. Michelle Boone and I had the opportunity to attend the Global Cultural District Network in Barcelona earlier this year. It was an honor, and it was rewarding for both of us. The districts from around the globe are looking at Navy Pier as an example of how to connect space with communities and create unparalleled experiences. Closer to home, I was humbled to hear from the head of another cultural institution who I hold in high regard, who said they were, quote unquote, stealing a page out of the Navy Pier playbook as they embark on their strategic transformation. Truly a compliment. As the People's Pier, we take our community role to heart. The pier is indeed a great civic space and a resource for our community. At a time when there's so much uncertainty and polarization in America, Navy Pier is a place where people from all walks of life, all worldviews, and every ethnicity can come together to celebrate who they are. Here are just a few examples of how Navy Pier is bringing us all a little closer together. This summer, we hosted our second annual Pier Pride event, the largest pride celebration in our city outside of Lakeview. It's a celebration that welcomes all families and embraces the ideals of respect, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness. We also helped dozens of local 15-year-old girls celebrate their quinceañeras this summer. We provided the young ladies with complimentary professional photographs, free tickets to the Centennial Wheel, which you'll also get later today, and a lakeside concert. I personally had parents and grandparents thank me with tears in their eyes for the incredible opportunity and special occasion that we provided their families. But Navy Pier is more than just a gathering place. Navy Pier has become a keeper of traditions and a creator of new ones, a true Chicago partner. Last year, we hosted the Louis Vuitton America's Cup World Series, the first freshwater competition in the Cup's 166-year history. As part of the events, more than 300 local CPS students took part in the Endeavor program, which teaches life skills through sailing. Endeavor was back again last weekend with CPS students when we hosted the World Match Racing Tour, an on-water competition between 18 sailing teams from around the globe. Activation of our spectacular lakefront extends far beyond sailing and even beyond Navy Pier's tour and dining boat cruises. Each year, we've welcomed the annual Christmas tree ship, a Coast Guard cutter loaded with 1,200 Christmas trees that are given to local families in need. This summer, we partnered with Fifth Third Bank to offer 101 free centennial wheel rides to 101 nonprofits. Jay mentioned Best Buddies. Best Buddies was one of the groups that had the opportunity to ride the wheel, and it was a great experience, I know, for all of them. We were thrilled to have them. When you add in the free days that we offer throughout the year, we've provided nearly 20,000 free centennial wheel rides in 2017 alone. Navy Pier partners with hundreds of cultural and artistic groups as well. New partnerships include the Old Town School of Music, the Chicago International Film Festival, and the Chicago Jazz Institute, just to name a few. Now, I spoke earlier about how Navy Pier connects the city with the lake and how its new design has inspired millions of people to come and rediscover Navy Pier. I like to call the pier an urban oasis, a place for guests to relax and explore, to take in the surrounding beauty with family and friends. And a big part of that oasis feel starts with the physical spaces we've reimagined and transformed. It's immediately noticeable when you set foot in Polk Brothers Park, our 13-acre green front door, which features an interactive fountain and plaza, as well as performance spaces for live arts and cultural activities. With the pristine lake and skyline as incredible backdrops for the park's two stages, there's really no better setting for a live performance. We'll soon add another incredible asset to the park, the People's Energy Welcome Pavilion. Through the generosity of People's Gas, we are about to break ground on a beautiful new pavilion that will greet and orient guests as they enter the pier. And just 2 weeks ago, we began renovating our family pavilion. When the work is completed next spring, it will feature bold, contemporary design showcasing the best of Chicago. Our nonprofit family pavilion anchor, Chicago Children's Museum, has also begun expanding and reimagining their space. Their multi-year project includes the complete renovation of their interior spaces, utilizing the latest in museum design and education. Throughout the redevelopment, the museum will remain open, providing that ever-important connection between play and learning for the hundreds of thousands of children they serve annually. Jennifer, thank you for being here and for your continued leadership and partnership. Beginning in 2019, a 130-slip transient boat docking facility on the north side of Navy Pier will welcome boaters from around the Great Lakes for as little as an hour or as long as a week to explore the pier and the city. And a 220-room boutique hotel adjacent to Festival Hall will provide guests with what we think will be the most drop-dead spectacular views of the lake, city, and skyline. It's important to note that both the marina and the hotel, two completely game-changing additions to the pier, are both privately funded. That tells us external stakeholders believe in our vision and are making investments in the pier's second century. You've probably read about The Yard, Chicago Shakespeare Theater's innovative new venue, a performance space unlike any other in the world. It features a series of mobile seating towers that allow the space to be configured in a variety of shapes and sizes. It enables the theater to stage more productions, extend runs of successful shows, and double the number of students that they serve. I'm especially proud of how Navy Pier's investment in the redevelopment, both creative and financial, drove the repurposing of Skyline Stage, showing our shared commitment to sustainable architecture. Alita, I know that you're here. Thank you, too, for being here and for your continued partnership. There you are. Navy Pier is also home to WBEZ, the city's award-winning public radio station. It's a nod to the city's first ever public radio station that found its home at Navy Pier in the 1920s. Another nonprofit, the Driehaus Museum, now operates a store at Navy Pier as well. But there's a much bigger story to tell about our role in encouraging creativity. In a city increasingly known for public art, Navy Pier is evolving into one of Chicago's hottest cultural districts. For several weeks this spring, Impulse, as it was called, allowed guests to create their own music and art with seesaws. These weren't your average schoolyard seesaws. These high-tech teeter-totters had motion-activated lights and sound. You just hopped on, went for a ride, and voila, you had art. Over the summer, Polk Brothers Park was home to another kid-friendly exhibition, this one called A Retrospective View of the Pathway, or as we finally referred to it, the foam sculpture. It featured giant steel tanks, as you can see, fans, and lots of foam. So it would erupt, and the wind would shape the foam and carry it across the grounds, again, creating more art. It was part public art, part science fair project, and all pretty amazing and fun. And now through Sunday, the pier is the final stop of the Floating Museum, a conceptual art and design project inspired by local artists and organizations. Different versions of the Floating Museum have traveled the city's neighborhoods and along the river, with the pier being its final stop. In September, we hosted Expo Chicago, the city's preeminent exposition of contemporary art, culture, and design. Festival Hall was filled with top international galleries and collectors, and it kicked off the start of the Chicago Architecture Biennial. Expo Chicago concluded this year with record attendance of more than 40,000 guests in what was the most global and successful show to date. As part of the free public programming during Expo and the Chicago Architecture Biennial, Navy Pier commissioned world-renowned contemporary artist Nick Cave and internationally acclaimed architect and MacArthur Fellow Jeannie Gang to create Hear, Hear, Chicago. It was an incredible collaboration between these two artistic powerhouses. It also was the first time that Nick Cave brought his performance art to his hometown. And the best part? Our guests got to experience these moving performances for free. It was really quite rewarding. Navy Pier is also an engine of opportunity and professional growth for young people. We partner with more than 80 businesses on the pier who collectively employ 3,000 people. But we're also providing opportunities that young people don't find elsewhere. Our work helps enrich the lives of students from the Southside Occupational Academy, a transition center for students aged 16 to 22 years with cognitive disabilities. 5 days a week, these students come to their classroom, and yes, we built a classroom on Navy Pier. They come to their classroom at Navy Pier to learn life skills and gain real hands-on job experiences. We're so proud of these students. Some have even been hired full-time jobs with Aramark, Giordano's, Let Us Entertain You, and are also working with guests in Pier Park. As you can see, we've been working hard to elevate the pier, and I'm happy to say that people are taking notice. Just look at some of the recent commentary. Some of our harshest critics have actually become believers. More to come. Finally, we stand as proof that a 100-year-old landmark can be a model for 21st century sustainability, even as we welcome 9.3 million guests. We were the first project of any kind to win a gold-level site certification. That was no small task. For those unfamiliar, sites is to landscape architecture what LEEDs is to buildings. Now, here are a few numbers to drive our sustainability efforts home. Throughout the pier, we've planted nearly 200 new native trees, all sourced from within 50 miles of Navy Pier. We installed 20,000 square feet of permeable pavers along the south dock to allow the reuse of rainwater for our irrigation. We now save nearly 370,000 gallons of water a year with these efforts. In 2016, LED upgrades were completed in Festival Hall, the pier's 170,000 square foot exhibition space, realizing an 80% energy reduction. These are all great accomplishments, but we plan to do even more to continue to be a steward for the environment. We've adopted a 30-year sustainability master plan and committed to reduce our overall energy consumption by 20% by 2019 as part of the Mayor's Retrofit Chicago Building Initiative. Now, let me remind you, all of these changes that I've talked about haven't taken a generation. They haven't taken a decade either. I'm not talking about brainstorm ideas that are still on a whiteboard. All of these changes have unfolded in just 6 years. And we continue on our trajectory. In November, we're going to usher in our second century at the Pier's first gala in the magnificent Aon Grand Ballroom. The event will honor the Polk Brothers Foundation for their unprecedented gift and continued support. The funds we raise will underwrite more free arts and cultural programs, classes, and performances. Now, just imagine what we can do with your partnerships. In fact, we can't do it without you. Your support and investment in the pier will help us continue to go beyond expectations. To date, we've invested nearly $200 million in our redevelopment, and our partners will have invested an additional $200 million. And there's still more to come. We have amazing plans for all of our other one-of-a-kind spaces. So if you haven't heard from me yet about the difference your generosity and partnership can make, don't worry, you will. Yes, you will. Look at what our collective strength has accomplished so far. We've created a cultural hub and a public space for Chicago, for the world, and for our time. Help us elevate what civic engagement, inclusion, and creativity mean in our city. Let's continue to defy expectations together and ensure that Navy Pier remains the people's pier well into its second century. Thank you.
Thank you. That was terrific. And now we have time for some questions. So if you have any questions, fill them out. Blue form, just hold them up, and members of our staff will pick them up. I have a couple of questions here. The first one is from City Club Board Member Martha Jantho right down here. What are the plans to assist those with mobility issues to traverse the nearly mile-long Navy Pier?
Thank you, Martha, for the question. We recently, well, actually about a year ago, 2 years ago, we purchased electric shuttles that now transport our guests along the north side of Navy Pier. So we provide that service all summer long, and then when we have major events in Festival Hall, certainly. Where do you find it? So at the front of Navy Pier, and then it stops at Entrance 1 and Entrance 2, and our guest services team members drive the shuttle, and along the way they provide information on what's happening at Navy Pier. So keep an eye out for them, but they've been very, very useful.
Thank you. This is from Monsignor Velo, so you know this will be a doozer.
Right?
It'll be a real good Marilyn. What keeps you up at night or at 3 o'clock in the morning? Be very careful how you
respond.
Right,
right. Lots of things, Monsignor. Right. Well, as you can imagine, security, the safety and security of Navy Pier and its millions of guests absolutely does. But I'm thrilled that we have engaged a new security firm, a nation, you know, really one of the top in the nation, to help us secure Navy Pier on a going forward basis. And they've just been terrific in that they are able to provide us with technology, resources, things that we weren't able to provide for ourselves. So now with this new security force in place and the incredible support that we receive from local agencies, federal agencies, I mean, it's just been astonishing to see the kind of support and the relationship that Brian and John Graber, our director of security, have with these organizations. And they have all of our best interests at heart and, you know, really, truly do everything in their power to ensure the safety and security of our guests. You know, unfortunately, you know, there are things that are happening in the world that we really need to keep in the forefront of our minds, and we're happy to have what we have in place, truly. There are other things that keep me awake, though. But that one's tough.
Thank you. This question is from Jan Fiola, who's affiliated with the Village of Villa Park. And you may have addressed some of this, but she wants to know, are there attached boat slips planned for boaters to stop at Navy Pier?
Yes, finally. So there will be a transient marina on the north side of the pier beginning in 2019. And it will only be transient, no permanent slips. So the idea is that boaters can come. They can come for an hour to grab lunch, or they can dock for a full week. So we are thrilled with that opportunity, and we know that it will bring boaters from all across the Great Lakes and provide an amenity to Chicago boaters, too. So we're thrilled with that. So summer 2019.
Sort of a personal question, Marilyn. As someone who has spent a few hours at the pier over the years searching for the mighty fighting fish called the Lake Michigan perch, will fishermen still have access to fish at the new Navy Pier?
They absolutely will. So as many of you know, Navy Pier, the north side of Navy Pier, is a great place to fish. And the great thing about the group with whom we're working on the marina is that they intend to activate the marina for non-boaters, too. So fishing will be permitted. There will be a dock just for walking, strolling, looking at the beautiful boats. And then they'll have opportunities, and they're looking to ensure that people can take boat rides or go on fishing excursions from the marina. So it will be not just for boaters, but for our millions of guests as well.
Okay. We have just a couple more questions. This one is from Joanna Krupa with the Zeno Group, one of our sponsors today. Her question is, what has been your greatest accomplishment since transforming Navy Pier into a nonprofit?
Well, it's actually a team accomplishment. It's the accomplishment of the board and the entire team at Navy Pier. But just seeing the pier come to life with these incredible programs and, you know, really realizing and the fact that it truly is the people's pier, that I think is resonating with everyone. And it's just been so rewarding to be able to bring partners to the table like Polk Brothers Foundation, Fifth Third, People's Gas. So that really helps resonate and understand that the impact that we're having on the community and, you know, what we're doing is really resonating with our community, and people want to be a part of it. And that, to me, is incredibly rewarding. But then also to hear from people. I was walking the dock the other day, and a woman who I began engaging in conversation with said, I feel like we've been given back the lakefront. So to me, that's it. It's the people's pier, and we've given it back to the people. So that, I think, we should all be very proud of, and I hope that all of Chicago is proud to have it back.
Well, I think we are. Then the question that I have, Will there be fireworks again on New Year's Eve? Because some of us miss our Wednesday and Saturday night fireworks that ended a couple of weeks ago.
You can never get enough fireworks. There absolutely will be fireworks on New Year's Eve. Midnight.
Okay.
Be there.
Miles, do you hear that? Be there. Okay. Let's give Marilyn Gardner a big round of applause.